There's a good song from Survivor as we introduce a story all about little survivors. Today, 17th of November, and today is actually World Premier Day. It's not just a national one, it's actually World Premier Day. And research has revealed that 8 in 10 families with premature babies experience financial impacts due to the additional leave they need to take very much unexpectedly when this occurs. Missing out on income during the birth of a premature baby and having to pay the expensive specialist treatment puts tremendous financial strain on families. It's not something you tend to think about unless you're faced with such a situation. As a result, there's mounting pressure for Aussie workplaces to join the likes of Westpac and the New South Wales public sector and make changes to their paid parental leave policies to help basically ease the burden on families of premature babies. Now, the Miracle Babies Foundation is encouraging Australian workplaces to revise their policies to accommodate for families surrounding, you know, premature birth and parental leave to help support families during what is an incredibly difficult time. To tell us a little bit more about it this morning, Melinda Cruz, she's the founder and board director of Miracle Babies Foundation. She joins me live on air this morning. Good morning, Melinda. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Great to talk to you. And even though we've possibly given a bit of a concept as to what the story is, there's still lots to talk about. Let's talk a little bit more about your specific experience, which has led you to be this founder of this particular charity. I should imagine you've gone through some adversity yourself, Melinda.
Yeah. So I've got three boys and they were all unfortunately born early. So I spent three times I was in the neonatal intensive care unit. My first son was 6 weeks early, but my second son, Dylan, was 13 weeks early. So he was really, I guess, the inspiration behind the idea of the foundation, particularly with what we went through as a family, you know, having him on life support for that little bit of time and then 9 weeks in total in hospital before he came home.
Wow. And I should imagine for most families that thankfully, you know, probably only have to, you know, focus on this once, you're in a situation where it's happened three times. So you've really felt, you know, firsthand about the impact that it's had on families, especially when you've had other little kids to deal with as well, Melinda.
Yeah, that was really tough, like trying to manage Elijah at home while we tried to spend as much time as we could with Dylan. And then going through it the third time, I had two little ones at home. And with him, I got him a little bit further, but I was in hospital for 14 weeks on bed rest. So that put a big strain on our family, trying to manage and navigate through that.
Yeah, I should imagine. So obviously a difficult journey, but the health of all three boys, I believe these days, things are all pretty good though.
Yeah, they're growing up. They're actually older now. They're 15, 17 and 19.
Okay,
so yeah, absolutely amazing. They continue to be my inspiration and one very lucky mum.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And it's amazing how things have changed. I mean, you're not going to recall, but 75, 80, 90 years ago, you know, when it came to actually employing women, a lot of employees right across the country were reticent to do so because of the old parental, you know, the old parental leave and I guess the risk of people actually getting pregnant. But thankfully, workplaces and the workforce has, I guess, started to realise how important, obviously, women are in the workforce, but particularly, you know, even when they have babies. But I guess it's just widening it up a little bit further to understand, you know, the very, very difficult situations that that families go through when obviously, completely unexpectedly, a child arrives that little bit earlier.
Yeah, absolutely. And it impacts both mum and dad. So I know with the boy's dad, you know, during that time while we were in hospital with Dylan, he didn't take any time off.
Sure.
So, you know, even emotionally, mentally, he had to pick himself up, go and you know, be in work mode during the day, in the evening come home, spend a little bit of time with Elijah and then stay at the hospital as late he could into the early hours of the morning. And that was like a really long period of time because he was determined that if he could take time off, it would be once the baby was discharged and we'd brought him home. But we need to be able to look at that and see how we can help these families through this so that on the other side, they can actually thrive. And everyone benefits in the long run when we can do that.
Do you think that, you know, as workplaces across the country have contingencies for female workers that do become pregnant, and of course, you know, even men get parental leave these days.
Yeah,
so do you think that that's something that people are warming up to? And I guess employers are starting to understand that, you know, unfortunately these things do happen, you know, obviously in a fairly small percentage of cases, but when it does happen, just those real impacts, are they starting to hear and starting to understand these potential issues?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've had workplaces reach out to us. We're obviously big advocates as well. And as you mentioned, the New South Wales government have made movement on that as well as Westpac. So we're hoping that, you know, even if at a minimum, this opens the conversation, that we start talking about it and it gives the opportunities for companies and workplaces to actually, you know, do some reviews and see what they can work into their policies to be able to help these families.
Well, look, a big thank you to you, too, because obviously 17 years ago when you had your first child, you didn't have things like Miracle Babies Foundation. And I guess World Premier Day. I mean, how long has World Premier Day actually been an official day on the world calendar? It's probably only been in the last 10 years or so.
Yeah, absolutely. It's relatively new. So when we started, there was no national organisation for Australia. I had found a couple around the world. But yeah, in the last probably 10 years, there's been a global movement and we've aligned with a lot of countries around the world, which is amazing to be able to advocate for families because it's 15 million babies every year are born early. So it's a lot of work we need to do and an opportunity to recognise what's happening in that space.
Okay. Well, look, today, November 17, is World Premier Day, and I think for everyone, they need to think about that, and particularly if you are an employer, consider the potential impact that it might have on one of your employees if they sadly and, you know, I guess very unexpectedly find themselves in such a situation. It's been great to talk to you this morning. Have all the boys headed off to school and work and all that type of thing? Are you kicking back with a cuppa, or have you got things to do as well as a mum?
Yeah, I've got two at school and one who's still doing uni from home because of the restrictions. Yeah, okay. So and then just get into our day. But if anybody wants any more information, they can come to our website, which is miraclebabies.org.au, and reach out. And for any families that need support going through the journey, we're here for them.
Excellent. Founder and board director of Miracle Babies Foundation, Melinda Cruz, it's been wonderful to talk to you. Have a fantastic World Premier Day today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again. Cheers.
Thank you so much for having me. There are songs that make